Stocks really bouncing around today, Katie. The S&P 500 down about 0.6% right now. The NASDAQ down just about 1% right now. Interestingly enough, the S&P 500 briefly did turn positive this afternoon, but is again lower. Let's try to make sense of it with Aaron Cannon, co-founder and CEO of Clear Harbor Asset Management. Clear Harbor Asset Management has more than $1 billion in assets under management. Aaron joins us on the phone from Stamford, Connecticut. Aaron, how are you?
Doing just great, Tim. Thanks for having me.
Help us make sense of what we're doing well. We have kind of some good vibes ahead of the holiday weekend. I got to be honest.
That's great.
But market not really feeling it. What's been happening here? Because I think a lot of our listeners, a lot of investors are trying to figure out, okay, when is this choppiness kind of done and we start to move back toward those highs that we saw in November?
Right. Yeah. I mean, that we've been really trending sideways to downward since November. And I think the real story of the equity market is just general weakness, even beneath the headlines, which are weak in themselves. If you look at, you know, whether it's the tech sector, which is, you know, seeing significant weakness across the board, particularly in sort of small cap, mid cap. But, you know, at the end of the day, we really attribute this to the understanding that the market has, which is this sort of record level of liquidity, is finally departing the scene. And that's coming from both the Fed, which is poised to start tightening next month, and, of course, the fiscal side, which is, for the last 2 years, the fiscal stimulus was the size of the combined economies of the state of California, Florida, Texas combined. And that's essentially gone now. And so you have heightened volatility, and you have less liquidity. That tends to mean that price-to-earnings multiples are poised or at least at risk for contraction. That's what we've seen this year, where the S&P PE multiple has actually contracted 2.5 points, now trading at about 19 times anticipated 2022 earnings. So while we do expect earnings to grow this year, that higher level of volatility, Tim and Katie, is going to certainly bring pause to investors.
And Aaron, with that type of setup where you are seeing PE multiples start to come down a little bit, I mean, do you view that as an opportunity at this stage, or do you think there's still more of sort of a revaluation to go?
Well, I think the technical backdrop, frankly, is still weak, but that doesn't always guide what we do. We believe in sort of disciplined and dollar cost averaging, depending on the types of clients that we have. But we're also very mindful of valuations across the marketplace. And there are certainly areas of real opportunity that we see, even within the equity markets. But it's hard to try to catch that falling knife. No one ever does that perfectly. As they say, only monkeys can pick tops and bottoms. And we sort of embrace that mantra and maintain our discipline across all asset classes for our clients.
Okay, so let's say a new client comes to you, or perhaps a current client that you have has some sort of exit. What's the strategy of introducing those assets into the market?
Well, we think about the long term. Most of our clients are busy professionals. They're trying to simplify their financial life. They're trying to make, they have sort of different buckets of assets, sometimes located all over their place. And it's part of our job to sort of bring some sense to the madness. And so, you know, we're really thinking about, you know, long-term anticipated returns of major asset classes and the mix of those asset classes and the anticipated volatility of each one of those asset classes to allow for them to achieve their long-term goals while also being able to sort of sleep well at night. And so this current market sort of speed bump that we're going through right now, we do think it has a heightened opportunity to last for a while, but it doesn't really change the sort of asset allocation process that we go through on behalf of our clients.
And Aaron, let's get more specific here. So being sure. Disciplined, the asset allocation process, when you look across asset classes from fixed income to equities, what do those different allocations look like? You know, where are you overweight? Where are you underweight?
Sure. Well, I think fixed income is interesting here because, of course, the anticipation right now is the Fed's going to raise rates 6 times this year and call it 2, maybe 3 times next year, and the curve is quite flat. We have a hard time believing that, particularly when even this week and last week there's been evidence that the economy is slowing down, that the inflationary peaks that we have been noticing over the last few months may be waning. The supply chain picture looks like it's at least on the margin improving. Shipping costs have been thawing. Business costs generally have been subsiding. And so we think the Fed may end up proving to be, at least relative to consensus, a bit more dovish over the next 6 to 12 months. And, you know, that has an opportunity in some sense for us to maintain some exposure in the front end of the fixed income market. But we're guided by the benchmark, which is the Bloomberg Barclays Aggregate Bond Index. And so we need to always know where we're making our bets on credit exposure, on duration, and how that correlates with other asset classes in the portfolio.
I mean, Aaron, you said that you weren't in the business of catching knives, but when it comes to the front end of the yield curve, a little bit of a falling knife here.
Yeah, I mean, certainly, you know, it's been an interesting market. And while we are sometimes on the margin tactical, we want to be mindful of where our bets are. And we think at 147 right now in the two-year Treasury, with the market anticipating 6 rate hikes, that two-year Treasury is pricing in almost a 100% chance that that consensus is going to be correct. You know, our view is that that may be just a bit too aggressive.
Hey, Aaron, just in the last minute that we have with you, we got to talk geopolitics here and help us understand, help our listeners and viewers understand Russia and Ukraine and the impact that it's going to have on markets.
Well, it's just another variable that certainly doesn't reduce volatility. It only increases it. Putin's a bad guy. You know, he seems to have aspirations to expand the Russian empire, and this could have a rather significant consequence to the overall market, I think, in a couple of different ways. One, clearly volatility, but on the energy side, that's a huge question around, you know, Nord Stream 2. Is it going to be dead or not? Europe needs natural gas to provide electricity to the population. They've reduced their nuclear capability significantly in the midst of having the Russian noose around their neck for the last several years. So it's certainly a conundrum for Europe right now,
and it's
a real challenge for the world and for investors.
Aaron Kennan, we love it when you join us. Have a great 3-day weekend. Thank you so much for taking the time. That's Aaron Kennan, co-founder and CEO at Clear Harbor Asset Management, over $1 billion in assets under management.